Jeremiah Love's ankle, the one that looked minor when he left his 14-touch debut against the Raiders, is a high ankle sprain, and the third overall pick did not take a single practice rep all week. The diagnosis surfaced through ESPN's reporting, relayed in Darren Urban's injury file at the team website last Sunday, and the timeline moved with it, from "he'll miss a few days" to "week to week." Mike LaFleur, asked for specifics, gave five words. "It's an ankle. We'll keep it at that," per Urban. A day earlier, the coach had been more forthcoming. Love came in yesterday a little bit more sore than he left, so the team would hold him out and let it heal, per the Associated Press. He sat Saturday's game, and the national conversation has already moved to prosecution. Winston Wilcox at FanSided wrote that the Cardinals' handling backfired, pointing at 14 touches across three first-half drives in an exhibition, while LaFleur defended the workload as planned for a rookie that hadn't played, per the same piece. The injury is fact. The malpractice framing is opinion, and the same coach sat every established starter he could this week. The game Love missed was Cowboys 34, Cardinals 13 at State Farm Stadium on Saturday night, and the score flatters neither the plan nor the execution. The plan was a hybrid. Jacoby Brissett sat, Gardner Minshew started with orders to play at least a half, and a group of day one starters did play: Paris Johnson Jr., Yalta Froholt, and Isaac Sumalo on the offensive line, Marvin Harrison Jr., Michael Wilson, and Trey McBride catching passes, Buda Baker on defense, per Urban's Thursday advance, with LaFleur resisting the label. "I don't want to say that quote-unquote starters won't play, because we don't have our starters yet per se." Minshew's night was quietly tidy, 19 of 23 for 177 yards, per the Associated Press, and the offense still came home with two field goals from that stretch, because Arizona kept taking its own points off the board. Two touchdowns were wiped out on a single drive by tight end Rivaldo Fairweather, one for holding, one for offensive pass interference, and there was a false start at the Dallas 1-yard line late in the first half, per the Associated Press recap. The false start problem LaFleur spent camp attributing to focus has now followed the team into the games, and his post-game language sharpened. "It's just sloppy. If we're going down, we're going down swinging the right way," per Tyler Drake at Arizona Sports. The night's attrition was mostly at the margins, with one exception at safety. Dadrian Taylor-Demerson, already running behind Andrew Wingard in that battle by Drake's Red, left in the first quarter with a rib injury after delivering a hit. Tight end Tip Reeman was out with an ankle issue, and punter Blake Gillikin got hurt in pregame warmups, which is how kicker Chad Ryland ended up punting in addition to hitting field goals from 38 and 31 yards, per Drake and the Associated Press. The roster battles still produced signal underneath the sloppiness. Drake's file from the game has Max Melton and Denzel Burke trading reps in the competition for the second cornerback spot, Tegan Quitoriano making a case as the primary blocking tight end, and two players, John Gaines II and running back Bam Knight, held out entirely, which Drake reads as the sitting of players whose spots are safe. Darius Robinson, the 2024 first-round pick, got extended defensive run, per Drake, on a night the defense as a whole gave up 34. The rest of the absence ledger is short because little of it moved. Carson Beck has not practiced since hurting his ribs in the Hall of Fame game 3 weeks ago. Full transparency, the discomfort is still kind of there. "We want to let him heal a little bit," per LaFleur via Urban. And a planned Thursday test throw did not change Saturday's answer. He sat, per NBC Sports player news brief. James Conner has still not taken an 11-on-11 rep, and LaFleur will not date it. "I'm not going to give you a timeline on it because we don't know that timeline yet," per Drake. Trey Benson's knee flare-up, per Drake, comes at an awkward moment for his roster standing, which leaves Tyler Allgeier, Knight, and Amari Demarcado as the healthy backfield a week before cutdown. Back in July, we previewed Arizona as a positioning year, a season graded less on the standings than on whether Love looks like a third overall pick, whether McBride's target share survives the coordinator change, and whether the quarterback bridge holds long enough for Beck to answer the 2027 question. We have been checking that preview against camp every week, and this was the week the exhibits went missing. The two players the year is graded on spent it in the training room while the bridge quarterbacks handled the exhibitions. Nothing in the week contradicts the read. Nothing could confirm it either. One more check before the season. What to watch next? Whether Love or Beck gets back on the practice field before Friday's preseason finale at Green Bay, and what Sunday's cut down to 53 does to the backfield behind them, Benson's spot in particular. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.